Today on the show, we are going to discuss possibly the most forgotten presidential assassination. Not Lincoln, not McKinley, no, not JFK, but who does that even leave us with? It's okay if you don't have a clue. I mean, it's understandable. He was only president for 200 days, and it happened in the 1880s. But after today, you will indeed know who he is, and quite possibly find his assassination one of the more interesting of the four. But who is the mystery man of the hour? Well, it's none other than our 20th president, James Garfield. We're going to dig into the tragic and honestly sort of gross and disgusting death he suffered. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. Let's dive in to the assassination of President James Garfield. Started, I need to add that I won't be covering James Garfield's life, just his death. Eventually I'll cover that and his presidency, but not today. Today is for the twisted end. So let's get started. Before I tell you how he was assassinated, first we need to learn exactly why this occurred. I need to introduce Charles Guiteau into the story. Guiteau was an Illinois native who at almost 40 years old had failed at nearly everything he tried, quite literally from being a lawyer to living in a commune. But Guiteau decides he will give politics a try. In 1880, Vice President nominee Chester A. Arthur gave Guiteau permission to deliver a speech he had written supporting presidential nominee and Arthur's running mate, James Garfield. The speech was all but ignored, but Guiteau had convinced himself that he had a heavy hand in the Garfield-Arthur White House win. He soon became fixated, even moving to Washington, D.C., and becoming an unwanted visitor in the White House. He managed to get a visit with the president himself, and during the meeting, Guiteau gave Garfield a copy of the speech he had written and given. But he had a request. Without speaking French or having any diplomatic experience, he asked President Garfield to reward him with a consulship in Paris. For obvious reasons, Garfield denied the request, which would prove to be a fatal error. Guiteau began plotting revenge on Garfield. He even claimed that God wanted him to kill the president, so he would plan to do just that. He had himself convinced that Garfield's death would save the country since the new president would be Chester Arthur, but my theory is that Arthur gave him what he wanted and Garfield didn't. He was obviously an extremely disturbed man. Guiteau began target practice with his recently bought 44 British Bulldog, which he specifically bought thinking it would look good in a museum one day. He began stalking the president. He followed him to places like church, railroad stations, and simply just through the streets. But Guiteau decided it was time to take action, so he would shoot the president when he would be at the train station heading to New Jersey. The day would be the 2nd of July, 1881. But how exactly did Guiteau have this information? Well, it was printed all over the newspapers. Guiteau arrived at the railroad station before the president so he could be ready. Around 9:20 a.m., President Garfield and Secretary of State James Blaine walk through the waiting room where at this point Guiteau sneaks behind them and shoots the 49-year-old president twice. The first bullet only grazed Garfield's right arm, surprising and startling him. The second bullet shot the president in the back and took him to the ground. Instantly, bystanders panicked. Guiteau attempted to flee the scene but was stopped by people who were furious, screaming, "Lynch him, lynch him." As for President Garfield, he was surrounded by doctors within minutes. They were attempting to locate the bullet. After an hour or so, Garfield was taken from the train station to a bedroom at the White House. And throughout the summer, newspapers kept updates on the president's health. At first, he seemed to be on the up and up, but he took a turn for the worse. President Garfield's main doctor, Dr. Bliss, may have possibly been the worst thing for Garfield in the situation. Dr. Bliss began to administer large amounts of morphine and alcohol. This combination caused Garfield to vomit and become weak. He asked Alexander Graham Bell, yes, the Alexander Graham Bell, to help him locate the bullet. Graham had a metal detector probe that he used to try and locate it. This may have even been a success had the doctor told Bell to look on the actual side the bullet was on. This wasn't the worst part, though. The doctors who were working on the president at the time were putting their unsterilized hands and utensils in the wound, causing extreme infections. Giant absences full of pus began to cover his entire body. The president stopped eating and dropped from 210 pounds to just 130 pounds. Dr. Bliss began to administer enemas through Garfield's rectum. Yes, his rectum. The enemas consisted of, and try not to gag, egg whites, beef broth, and alcohol. This obviously did not help Garfield recover. And near the end, the president was taken to the New Jersey shore in hopes that the fresh air would help. His gunshot wound at this point is nearly a 2-foot incision from all the doctors prodding and poking at him. His doctor had completely failed him. On the night of September 19th, 1881, our 20th president died. Was it from the original bullet or damage from the doctors? At this point, many historians believe Garfield's wound wasn't fatal, but the doctors made it that way, and I agree. But what about Gateau? What happened to him? Well, even after he was arrested, he believed the new president, Chester Arthur, would rescue him. He did no such thing. And on 2 separate occasions, Gateau has been shot at by vigilantes. On the day Garfield died, Gateau wrote the newly president Arthur, "My inspiration is a godsend to you, and I presume that you appreciate it." I don't think Chester Arthur really appreciates him killing his president. When trying to get a jury for the court, they had to cycle through 150 men to get an impartial jury. And Gateau entered a plea deal of not guilty due to reason of insanity. He even said that the cause of Garfield's death was at the doctor's expense and not his. But even if that's true, he would have never even seen those doctors had Gateau not shot him. The jury only took 1 short hour to deliberate. They returned with a guilty verdict. It was nearly 1 year since he shot the president when Gateau was executed by hanging. And I'm going to finish our episode with the part of a poem he wrote and read before he was executed. "Glory hallelujah, glory hallelujah, I'm going to the Lord. I saved my party and my land, glory hallelujah. But they have me murdered for it, and that is the reason I'm going to the Lordy." Gateau was one twisted bastard. Thank you so much for listening to this episode over the assassination of President James Garfield. When I first started researching for that episode, I was in shock. And then throughout my research, it was almost like a roller coaster because you never expect it, but it just takes so many twists and so many turns. Because, yeah, he gets shot at for revenge, but then his doctor then goes and puts random stuff up his anus. So, I don't know. I was just, my jaw was on the ground pretty much the entire time I was researching this, and I was honestly really grossed out. But I think people need to know, and I think it would be discussed more if people did know, just because it's so gross and shocking. But thank you for listening, and if you have any episode suggestions or just want to talk history, email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow my social media pages. I have a TikTok, Instagram, and a Facebook. I put weekly updates on those, so keep your eye out. And if you like the show, leave me a rating or review and tell all your friends. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm your host, Rachel Payton. You just listened to the Chronicles of Time.